With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Cleanup today across weather-ravaged parts of the Midwest, although more violent weather is possible. While back east, the AC will be going full blast.
A long-lasting weather pattern is blasting hot air across the eastern U.S. and threatening to shatter record highs. Cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Atlanta are experiencing unusual April heat. Forecasters say the near-record temperatures could last into the weekend. The heat follows severe storms in Kansas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. More storms are in the forecast for the Midwest. Experts note that the duration of this heat wave is rare for April. The heat can be stressful on the human body, especially since many have not yet acclimated to higher temperatures. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. and Iran reportedly have a tentative agreement to extend the two-week ceasefire due to expire in a week to allow more time for diplomacy. Congressional Republicans pushing on with a go-it-alone approach to fully funding the Department of Homeland Security.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says that Republicans will try to pass the money for ICE and Customs and Border Protection, quote, the hard way. That means bypassing Democrats who have kept DHS shut down for almost 2 months and stalled bipartisan negotiations. Thune says Republicans are instead preparing a partisan bill that they'll try to pass under a complicated, time-consuming maneuver called budget reconciliation that only requires a simple majority vote in the 53-47 Senate. Ken Lorman reporting.
4 people dead, 20 wounded, the latest school shooting in Turkey, the second such shooting in as many days. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 171 points, the Nasdaq up just over 200 points. This is SRN News. Illinois is the place to go for an abortion.
According to research by the Alan Guttmacher Institute, of the roughly 150,000 women who traveled across state lines to get an abortion last year, 23% went to Illinois, which is more than any other state in the union. Democratic Governor Jay Pritzker is a vigorous promoter of abortion and, with the help of the legislature, has done all he can to make Illinois an abortion destination. This new report indicates that the governor is succeeding. Michael Harrington reporting.
The state of Florida wants to improve young people's understanding of the Holocaust in a bid to stem the rising tide of anti-Semitism that has afflicted the whole country. A recent poll released by the Claims Conference revealed that among Generation Z and millennials in Florida, nearly two-thirds were unaware that 6 million Jews were murdered during the Holocaust. Beginning this fall, state officials will mandate an increase in class study of the Nazi genocide. This is SRN News. You may have to find another place to buy that Slurpee.
According to earnings filings published last week, 7-Eleven's North American operator plans to close 645 stores in the 2026 fiscal year. That's far more than the 205 locations it plans to open during that same time frame. The Japan-based parent of the convenience chain noted that the closures, quote, include the conversion to wholesale fuel stores. The latest cuts arrive as higher prices strain consumers around the world, making life harder for retailers as well. Bob Agner reporting.
Many Americans are turning to artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT for medical advice. A Gallup poll out today finds that about 1 in 4 U.S. adults used AI for health information in the past month. The poll comes on the heels of at least 3 other surveys with similar findings. Gallup found that people often use AI chatbots for quick answers to health questions. More details, SRNNews.com.